This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A gunman crossing from Jordan killed three Israeli civilians at the border in the occupied West Bank before security forces shot him dead on Sunday, Israeli authorities said. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The assailant was a 39-year-old truck driver who came from an influential tribe in southern Jordan, according to family members. It's the first such attack along the border with Jordan since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said. At a cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly condemned the shooting.
This is a difficult day. A loathsome terrorist murdered in cold blood three of our civilians at Allenby Bridge.
Jordanian officials said the crossing was closed and that they had begun an investigation into the shooting.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv on Sunday in the continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a hostage return held from those held in Gaza. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. Romania and Latvia, both NATO members and supporters of Ukraine, in its 2.5-year-old war with Russia on Sunday, were investigating instances of Russian drones that crashed after breaching their airspace, authorities in both countries said. The incidents prompted officials to call for measures to act to jointly counter Russian air incursions. This is